This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. and Israel are discussing ways to scale back major combat operations in the Hamas war, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
There are growing calls for a ceasefire, which the U.S. has rejected. Still, it's urging a shift to more targeted operations in Gaza, which Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin says was part of his talks in Tel Aviv with Israeli counterpart Yoav Gallant.
How to reduce harm to civilians in the battle space.
While the U.S. is worried about the high number of civilian deaths in Gaza, Austin specifies this is Israel's operation.
And I'm not here to dictate timelines.
Gallant said last week major combat operations will last several more months. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden's administration officials are hoping revived talks underway in the Israel-Gaza war will yield another round of hostage releases in exchange for a temporary ceasefire and humanitarian aid, U.S. National Security Council John Kirby said Monday.
I can't report to you a date certain or tell you in good faith that there is another deal that's imminent. All I can do is assure you that we continue to work this very, very hard and literally every day.
Attacks on commercial vessels in the Red Sea by Yemen's Houthi rebels have scared off some of the world's top shipping companies and oil giants. That has effectively rerouted global trade away from a crucial artery for consumer goods and energy supplies, as expected to trigger delays and rising prices. BP said Monday it's decided to temporarily pause all transits through the Red Sea. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group.